that was proposed by Nityananda Kari, and that is that we dedicate this evening to a new book called The Art of Transformation. After we have yesterday and the day before yesterday discussed a very sincere, or let us say, a very existential point, that is our experiences on our own spiritual journey, I thought that today I will not demand so much, I will not talk so long, and I will not have such an intense presentation like the 2 days before.
Juče i prekjuče smo imali jako ozbiljne i egzistencijalne teme koje smo obrađivali, tako da sam razmišljao kako ovu večer neću pričati toliko dugo i neću zahtijevati tako puno od vas.
I would like to tell you how this little book came about.
Želim vam ispričati kako je došlo do toga da nastane ova mala knjižica.
I was on a journey through America where I was invited by my great friend and also example, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, to address a few of the communities there.
Bio sam u Americi i tamo sam bio na proputovanju na poziv svoga velikog prijatelja i uzora njegove svetosti Radhanath Maharaja, koji me tamo pozvao da se obratim nekoliko zajednica koje tamo postoje.
Yes, I landed in Washington. And was a guest to a very well-attended marriage ceremony with a few thousand people, American style. And I remember I went also to one museum. And I was filmed when I gave a speech, the same speech which President Kennedy had given.
Yes.
It was a surprising situation for me. I visited also the places where the last battles between the Red Indians and the English pioneers, who later became the fathers of the American nation, took place.
Posjetio sam i mjesta gdje su se održale posljednje bitke između Indijanaca i Engleza, koji su tamo bili pioniri, nakon koji su stvarno bili praočevi američke nacije koja je tu nastala.
It was for me a very terrible experience to see battlegrounds where much blood had flown over land, which really belongs to God.
Za mene je zaista bilo grozno da vidim ta mjesta po kojima je protekao toliko puno krvi na toj zemlji koja u stvari zaista pripada Bogu.
We went to Gita Nagari and visited His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj and had long personal talks with him.
Onda smo otišli na Gita Nagari gdje smo posjetili njegovu svetost Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj i tamo smo imali duge, jako lične razgovore.
And then I flew to the community in Alachua, where we have 700 devotees living and 4 schools for their children.
I onda sam posjetio, odletio sam u zajednicu koja se nalazi u Alachu i tamo živi u toj zajednici 700 djece i tu radi čak 4 škole u koju idu njihova djeca.
It was very interesting for me that one day after I had given a lecture in the temple, a devotee whom I had not seen in the temple said, "I very much liked your lecture. I listened to it in the bathing tub."
Jako mi se svidjela tvoja lekcija, bila je interesantna, slušao sam je dok sam se tuširao.
No, he was lying inside. Yeah, not doshira. American style is you lie inside the water. Yeah. I said I had seen no bathing tub in the temple. Where were you? I know, he said, I listened to the radio. Your lecture actually was directly broadcast to the radio station, and they broadcasted it all over.
On rekao, slušao sam je na radiju, tvoja lekcija je bila direktno emitovana na radiju, onda su oni emitovali po cijelom mjestu.
I was amazed.
Bio sam
zapanjen. From there I went to a town in America. Atlanta.
I onda sam otišao u Atlantu.
Yeah, where I met Croatian devotees. And I talked to I visited one of my friends who is a professor at the university there. I still remember when he brought me to the airport. It was such a labyrinth that we needed almost a pathfinder to find our way through this huge airport, which looked like a city for itself.
I tada, još se uvijek sjećam, nešto zaboraviti kako me on odveo na aerodrom. To je bio takav posao, to je maltene da nam je trebao vodič koji će nas provesti kroz to mjesto koje je samo po sebi bilo skoro kao jedan grad.
But my most amazing experience was when I was in Manhattan, New York, where I was requested to give many lectures, and where I was also able to participate at this Ratha Yatra festival, which really attracts tens of thousands of people.
I najnevjerovatnije iskustvo za mene bilo je tamo kada sam posjetio Manhattan, New York, i tamo sam dao tako puno lekcija i bio sam dio Ratha Yatre koja tamo privlači desetine hiljada ljudi.
And it was there, a little bit outside of New York, on a lake, where I met Satyaraj Prabhu, who's known in the world as Stephen Rosen, a very well-read author. And he said to me, why don't we watch a lecture by a famous person called Chopra about transformation. And I said, well, wonderful, I'm thinking of giving a seminar which I want to call The Art of Transformation in Europe, and I'm quite interested to see how other thinkers have approached this subject.
I onda sam rekao, predivno, ja upravo namjeravam da dam jedan takav seminar na temu transformacije u Europi, i onda baš me zanima kako će nam takav mislilac da posmatra na tu temu.
And as I watched this video with him, I developed some ideas to bring out my own seminar on transformation.
I gledajući tu lekciju na videu sam, onda sam razvio sam svoje neke ideje koje bih želio da prezentiram u takvom jednom seminaru
o transformaciji. And only a week or few days later, I was in a huge villa. I had a whole apartment for myself and worked on this subject matter. I had all books which I needed, and someone was going into the internet for me. And from doing this, I think it was only 4 days, I started to work on what became later many lectures which I gave on the subject, on many seminars.
I već za nekoliko dana, možda sedmicu, sam se našla u jednoj velikoj vili gdje sam imao jedan apartman samo za sebe i tu sam počela da radim na tome. Imao sam sve knjige koje su bile neophodne, neki su išli na internet da traže stvari za mene i počela sam da radim na tom projektu koji je poslije postao izvor nekolicine lekcija, mnogo lekcija, seminara koji sam dala na tu temu.
Let me tell you why I think it's so important that a person who looks for progress in his life, thinks about this subject matter of transformation or inner change of the heart.
Dozvolite mi sada da vam kažem zašto mislim da je to jako bitno da osoba koja želi da napreduje u životu, zašto mora da razmišlja o tom unutrašnjem putovanju i tom transformaciji srca.
After 34 years on the spiritual path, I have noticed one thing, that it is not so important to change your external circumstances if you do not change your heart.
I nakon 34 godine nakon što se nalazim na duhovnom putu, moja observacija ta da je jako bitno da se promjena desi iznutra, promjena srca, mnogo bitnije nego da se desi ta izvanjska promjena.
In India I learned about one of the most famous yogis who had developed tremendous potencies, and he was known to a few million people, but he had missed the real point of spiritual life, that is the transformation of the heart.
U Indiji sam čuo za jednog jogija koji je razvio izvanredne moći i bio je poznat milionima ljudi, ali on je promašio tu glavnu pojentu duhovnosti, a to je da promijeni svoje srce.
Let me explain. This yogi lived in a cave in the Himalayan mountains near Badrinath.
Ovaj jogi je živio u Himalajima, u jednoj pećini blizu Badrinata.
And many, many people would come to him and ask him for blessings to achieve their business goals, political goals, goals in the film industry, etc.
I mnogi ljudi su dolazili do njega kako bi tražili blagoslove da uspiju u svom poslu, u
and whenever he would say, "I bless you," that meant that the person would, that the person's desire would become fulfilled by the power of this yogi.
I kad god bi on rekao, "Dajem ti svoje blagoslove," to bi značilo da bi se njihove želje trebale da ispune zbog moći tog jogija.
So a person who is known to me, I can't say he's a friend because we have not yet taken time to develop our friendships, but he's a very nice person. He decided to visit him.
Jedan moj poznanik, za kojeg ne mogu baš da kažem da je prijatelj, zato što nismo posvetili vrijeme na razvoj našeg odnosa, ali je jako dobra osoba i je otišao da ga posjeti.
Together with an assistant, he made the difficult road to Badrinath.
Zajedno sa svojim asistentom je krenuo
difficult journey to Badrinath. And he found the cave. When they came before the yogi, he was sitting in meditation. There was a big pile of money and gold before him, which he had not touched.
Ispred njega je bila velika hrpa novca i zlata koje nije ni dotakao.
These were the offerings of pilgrims and of persons who seeked his blessings.
To su bile ponude hodočasnika i osoba koje su tražile njegove blagoslove.
When my the person which I know sat down in the cave, the yogi did not stop meditating. So what do you do when when the person you visit meditates, and then you also meditate? For 6 hours they meditated, no word.
You know.
Then the yogi got up. He said to the visitor, I'm happy that you came. I know you came from Puri, is that right? Yes, how did you know? I know many things. Let me just go and then we can talk. So the yogi went to answer the call of nature. And while he was outside of the cave, the person who is known to me told to his assistants, quick, sit on the place where he sat just now. Oh, I can't do this, said the assistant. It's his place. He will become angry with me that I'm... No, no, said my friend. I want to test him. Sit on his place. Let's see what happens when he returns. The yogi came into the cave. Hare Krishna, welcome Milita and Mustafa. When we said the yogi came into the cave, Mustafa came into our cultural center. And the yogi saw someone was sitting on his sitting place. He became so angry. As one says in American English, he flipped out. It's terrible, the American slang is in all languages now. You sit on my baitak. Baitak means sitting place. Do you have no culture? This is my sitting place. How can you sit on my seat? He was really besides himself. Gone was the peace from the meditation. Gone was his external presentation of a self-controlled individual. And present was an ordinary person who felt that someone had stepped a little bit on his toes. The person who is known to me said, my dear yogi, you are world famous. You have controlled your eating. You live in a very simple environment without any heating system. Nowadays, when I think of heating systems, I have one particular person in my mind. I'm strongly influenced by Besa's father now. You have achieved high powers. But have you learned to control your own mind? The yogi was confused.
Yogi je bio zbunjen.
It was true.
To je bilo istina.
He had just now fallen under the control of anger.
Upravo sada je potpao pod utjecaj ljutnje.
A strong anger which came like poison into his body.
Jake ljutnje koja je došla poput otrova u njegovo tijelo.
And polluted his heart.
I zavirila njegovo srce.
He began to think about his whole life.
I počeo da razmišlja o svom čitavom životu.
Now he is no longer in the cave.
Sada više nije u pećini.
He doesn't want to pretend to be someone he is not.
Ne želi da se pretvara da je neko ko uopšte nije.
The person to whom I know, I think I will call him my friend because it makes things seem so simple, had really helped him to think about the essential point of spiritual life.
I taj moj prijatelj je upravo natjerao ga da razmišlja o esencijalnoj pojenti života.
This is not an external change, but a change of the heart.
To nije izvanjska promjena, to je promjena srca.
Therefore in the scriptures it is often said one should not be so eager to make external changes in his life when one takes to the path of spiritual life.
Zato je pismo je rečeno da ako osoba ne bi trebala da se previše da u mijenjanje izvanjskih stvari, koliko bi se trebala da u promjenu srca.
But one should become very eager to change his heart.
Osoba treba da postane jako spremna i željna da promijeni svoje srce. Mm-hmm.
There's a very nice statement by Srila Prabhupada, which you find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which I would like to read to you in this connection.
Ima jedna jako lijepa izjava Srila Prabhupada koju možete naći u Srimad Bhagavatamu koju želim da vam
zapisam. I think I will read the whole passage first in English so that Nityananda Kari can already translated in the mind, and then you can just go in and translate it in Boston. It's page number 7. The change of the heart takes place when Krishna is in your heart or the thought in your thoughts. At that time when God is in your heart, you achieve an inner satisfaction.
U tom trenutku kada je Bog u vašem srcu, tada ćete da doživite unutrašnje zadovoljstvo.
Dionysus, which cannot be changed even by external circumstances.
Što ne mogu promijeniti čak ni moje izvanjske okolnosti.
You're just so satisfied.
Jednostavno si tako zadovoljan.
Patanjali, a great psychologist of the yoga psychology, describes the heart as the seat of the mind, that means our thoughts.
Patanjali, koji je jogički psiholog, on objašnjava kako je u našem srcu se nalazi sjeme naše kume, sjeme naših misli.
And more specifically, he describes it as the place where desires appear, which connect us to the material world and the materialistic living.
I još specifičnije, on opisuje srce kao mjesto odakle potiču sve naše želje koje nas povezuju sa materijalnim svijetom.
He says, a person who takes to spiritual life should be able to change his heart. That means his desires will change.
I on kaže, osoba koja se bavi duhovnim životom, ona mora da promijeni svoje srce, odnosno da promijeni svoje želje.
So, Prabhupada says, this happens when Krishna or God is in the heart. As soon as the Lord is seated within the heart of the devotee cannot be contaminated by the material modes of nature. As long as one is under the control of the material modes, he desires so many things and make so many plans for material sense enjoyment. But as soon as the Lord is perceived in the heart, all material desires vanish. When the mind is completely free from material desire, the devotee can think of the Lord constantly. In this way, he becomes completely dependent upon the lotus feet of the Lord.
Čim gospodin dođe u srce bhakti, bhakta ne može da bude kontaminiran sa materijalnim gunama prirode. Dok god je osoba pod kontrolom materijalnih guna, on želi tako puno stvari i pravi tako puno planova za materijalno čudno uživanje. Ali čim gospodin dođe u srce, sve materijalne želje nestaju. Kada se um u potpunosti oslobodi materijalnih želja, bhakta može da razmišlja o gospodinu konstantno. Na ovaj način, on u potpunosti postaje ovisan o lotosom i stopovnog gospodina.
This is the work ahead of each single person who wants real spiritual life.
Ovo je posao koji čeka svaku onu osobu koja želi da se zaista bavi duhovnim životom.
Not an external change, but an internal purification of the heart.
To nije u pitanju izvanjska promjena, nego unutrašnja promjena, pročišćenje srca.
When these materialistic selfish desires are replaced with true spiritual desires, then we can say our spiritual life is successful.
Kada istinske duhovne želje zamijene materialističke sebične želje, tek tada ćemo moći reći da živimo zaista duhovnim životom.
Our spiritual life is not successful if we change our frizura.
Naš duhovni život nije uspješan ako smo samo promijenili svoju frizuru.
Or our dressing style.
Ili način na koji se odjevamo.
Or our postal address.
Ili svoju adresu poštansku.
Or the place where we put our bed.
Ili mjesto na koje postavljamo svoj krevet.
I'm sleeping in the temple. I'm living in the temple. No. When our desires are changed. At such a time we have attained transformation. Yes, this is how you can measure your own spiritual advancement. Now the question is, how can you change desires? I mean, don't desires just happen spontaneously to us?
Sada se postavlja pitanje, kako promijeniti želje? Zar nije to da se želje same spontano dolaze?
Aren't desires something which, you know, it somehow comes and whoops, it lands in our heart, and then yes, then we want a new tape recorder, or we want a marriage partner, or we want a journey to Africa.
Zar nije sada da te želje samo jednostavno dođu, slati u naše srce i onda želimo novi kastofon, no, želimo da se udamo i oženimo sa nekim ili želimo da putujemo u Afriku.
How do desires appear and how do they disappear?
Kako se želje pojavljuju i kako one nestaju?
Mm-hmm. Well, desire has to do with the mind.
Želje imaju veze sa umom.
And the mind is influenced by the external surroundings.
A na um utječe izvanjska okolina.
Krishna says, when you watch sense objects, then all of a sudden these sense objects which were outside before are now inside your mind.
Krishna kaže, kako gledamo objekte čula, i odjednom ti objekte čula koji su prije bili izvan nas, sada ulaze u naš um.
This happens by the process of attachment.
A to se događa procesom vezanosti.
Desire.
Željom.
You know, you walk by an electronic shop and there are some hi-fi stereo equipments.
Znate to, recimo, hodate pored neke radnje s elektronskom opremom i onda vidite neki hi-fi stereo.
And all of a sudden, as you watch walk on, you find, you think of hi-fi stereo recording of these equipments.
Odjednom kako samo prođete tuda, odjednom primijetite u svom srcu kako vi želite taj stereo.
How did this come from the shopping window into your heart?
Kako to iz izloga prešlo vaše srce?
Well, Krishna says, by contemplating or looking at the objects of sense enjoyment, you develop an attachment.
Krishna kaže, kontemplirajući, odnosno gledajući objekte čula, ti razvijaš vezanost.
And through attachment, the things which are outside become inside.
I kroz vezanost, te stvari koje su bile izvana, dolaze unutra.
And even if you are on the top of a mountain, far away from the city, that hi-fi stereo equipment was just so gorgeous. It has MP3 functions.
Čak i ako se nalazite na vrhu neke planine, daleko od svega, možete da razmišljati, jao, taj hi-fi stereo,
tako dobro.
Ima i MP3
funkcije. Ja, ja, ja. So the Bhagavad Gita, I should say, Srila Prabhupada says, if you don't want that so much, you know, I don't want to say garbage, but unnecessary things accumulate in your heart, you have to fill your heart, make it full with something else.
Što Prabhupada kaže, da ako ne želiš da nepotrebne stvari nagomilaju se u tvom srcu, onda moraš da ga ispuniš sa korisnim stvarima.
And for us as God-conscious people, we want to fill God, put God in our heart.
A za nas, ljude koji pokušamo biti svjesni Boga, mi trebamo da stavimo Boga u svoje srce.
When you have your heart is like a glass.
Vaše srce je poput čaše.
If you have a nice buttermilk in your glass, then it's full. Nothing else fits in there. Buttermilk? Yes. When your glass is full with nice buttermilk, then nothing else fits in there. It's full. I'm giving an example. Yes. Buttermilk is allowed in my diet. I learned this yesterday. Shall I say. It's full. So when you have a full heart, you can go very easily through the world.
Zato kada vam je srce puno, jako lako možete koračati kroz svijet.
And not make your heart always, you know, a place of unnecessary things, like, yes.
I nećete vaše srce učiniti mjestom koje želi tako puno nepotrebnih stvari.
This process of attachment takes on ridiculous dimensions in America at the moment.
U ovom trenutku u Americi taj proces vezanosti poprima jako smiješne razmjere.
The newest disease which is spreading more quicker than cancer is this shopomania.
Ta bolest koja se širi mnogo brže i više od raka je bolest koju možemo nazvati manija za kupovinu.
Yeah. It is diagnosed to be a disease.
Uspostavljena je dijagnoza da je to u stvari bolest.
Because you have enough, but you I want to buy this.
Zato što imaš dovoljno, ali još uvijek želiš da kupuješ.
And people have to rent huge places. I mean, this is very big for our categories, but it is like 5 times as big space to just put all the shopping things in there which they bought.
Ova prostorija je možda za naša mjerila onako povelka, ali oni moraju da iznajme 5 puta veće prostorije odnosno na ovu kako bi tu mogli da stave sve stvari koje su.
This has happened when you have empty minds.
To se događa kada imate prazne umove.
When there are empty hearts.
Kada su prazne.
You fill it with unnecessary things.
Ispunjavate ih sa nepotrebnim stvarima.
Yeah, which trouble you.
Koje vam pritaju
dobro. So, this Krishna consciousness gives us a chance to fill our heart.
Zato ova svjesnost Krišne nam daje priliku da ispunimo svoje srce.
Let us not just fill our bellies with nice prasadam.
Hajde da ne ispunjavamo svoje stomake sa finim prasadam.
Let us fill our hearts with Krishna.
Hajde da ispunimo svoje srce sa Krišnom.
And let us think of him.
Hajde da razmišljamo o njemu.
Let us serve him.
Hajde da ga služimo.
Let us bow down to him.
Hajde
and worship him. Then we have a movement of full hearts. And unnecessary things will not be able to occupy that most precious space which we have. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once said this to one of his devotees. How could you allow that in the most precious place which you have, your heart, envy could take its seat? I want to ask you a similar question. How can you allow that materialistic thoughts enter your heart? How can you allow that lust enters your heart? The greed enters your heart. That anxiety and worries enter your heart. You should become a little bit strong. Make an inventory. What do you want in your heart? There is a very simple secret. If you want to change your life, change your heart. Or to say it even in a different way, if you want to change your life, change your desires. The power of thought is very, very strong. It's much stronger than we usually think it is. It is so strong, the power of thought, that it can influence our whole life. Yes. I would like to introduce you to a very nice spiritual exercise which you could do every day if you wish. It has different steps. The first is gain an inspiration. What to do then? Well, you read in sacred scriptures. Or you have a very good discussion with someone whom you trust. And then you feel that new thoughts enter your mind. The next thing step is to take these thoughts and construct in your life the life you wish to lead. For instance, I would like to tell you, a little while ago I was in Abenteuer. And I decided I want to come to Bosnia. And I want to see all of you. I want to try to be helpful to all of you in your spiritual development. And I want to make a revolution in my life. I will make a meeting in Croatia, which is a little bit like a management meeting, where I discuss a new idea, that is a new project. I spoke with a few people, refined the idea, and now I live this. I do what I thought was ideal to do. So I want to sincerely recommend to you, step one, get an inspiration from spiritual scriptures, from good spiritual discussions, and then fix up in your mind, this is the second step, how you want to live your life. And then comes the third step. You live your life, but you will all of a sudden see that your old life wants to come back again. All the negativity, all the worries, all the distrust in Krishna's arrangement. And then this comes and occupies you. I must tell you something which I once saw. I went with a very nice devotee on a journey with a car. We had a lecture in a town which was about, I think, 450 kilometers away. Yes, I can tell you the details. It was, we started in Belgrade and we wanted to go to Skopje. And we knew all the devotees would, we would go to the devotees and the people of Skopje. We had a public program and we would encourage them in spiritual life, give lectures, what I do. The car in which we drove was a car which someone lent us. It was a typical Yugoslavian car. And as it is typical for such car, it broke down after 20 kilometers. We needed to go to Skopje. So I knew it's a good plan to go to Skopje. We want to serve the devotees there and the people there. Krishna had given us this car. He will certainly give us another car. And it was also simple to get a car because we have so many devotees who have cars in Belgrade and they would love to give us their car. I mean, not so many, but but some. Yeah. No problem. They would. I had three people in mind. I said to the driver, just phone them and tell them of our dilemma. We need to go to Skopje. Our car broke down. If someone can please borrow us another car, if need be, we can also pay some money for this, no problem. But there was another devotee with me in the car. And I knew what would happen to the devotee. He would totally start to worry whether or not we would go to Skopje, be able to get reach Skopje, yes or no. I looked in the back mirror because I wanted to see. The devotee was a few minutes ago in very high spirits, and I wanted to see what would happen when the worries would come.
zato što sam znao da prije, već prije nekoliko minuta taj bhakta bio jako ovako vedrog duha i htio sam da vidim kako će reagovati kada brige dođu.
And I saw something which is relevant for every one of us.
I vidio sam nešto što je relevantno za sve nas.
This devotee is an advanced spiritualist. But he has this little problem with worries. Always worries, worries, worries. So this time I wanted to just watch how his consciousness would go from happy, blissful consciousness to full of worry consciousness. I need to understand these things myself, and I just studied this from the mirror.
Ja sam želio da posmatram kako će se njegova blažena, sretna svjesnost da se promijeni u svjesnost briga, zato što mi potrebno želim sam da to razumijem i da sam samo tako promatrao u ogledalu.
We were alone in the car, the others were just getting the new car.
Mi smo bili sami u autu, drugi su otišli da nabave tu drugu auto.
All of a sudden, it was almost as if an army of worries would come from the town of Beograd, which was in our back. And it started, and it invaded the mind of this devotee.
I odjednom je čitava armija briga koji iz Beograda koji je ostao negdje za nas počela da pravi invaziju na um ovoga kakva.
I want you really to think about this analogy, an army of worries. Foot soldiers, chariot drivers, sword fighters, whole legion, two legions.
Želim zaista da razmislite o ovoj analogiji. To je bila vojska tih briga. To su bili pješadija, oni koji se bore sa mačevima i drugi. To je bila jedna legija, čak dvije legije briga.
Then, full with compassion, I said to the worries, please do not worry. We will get a car. It's not difficult. We have enough. If there is no car for free, we will. It's simple. We have. You know, we are from Germany. We have enough novats to, you know, rent a car.
Molim te, nemoj brinuti, stići ćemo do Skopja. Znaš, mi smo iz Njemačke, imamo dovoljno novca, možemo i da iznajmimo auto.
At that moment I saw how the army of worries, which was trying to enter the mind of the devotees, stopped. The general said, stop, legion.
I onda sam vidio kako je ta armija briga odjednom zaustala. Ti generali su rekli, stanite brige.
And then I said, why don't we chant a little bit? Or something like this. Or change the subject. We can speak about spiritual things, you know. And then I saw, as if, I'm saying, using the word as if. This was, we are in the world of analogies now, yes? The army returned to Belgrade.
Armija briga se samo vratila u Beograd.
This devotee was my guru on that day.
I taj bhakta je bio moj guru tog dana.
He taught me something which is very essential in the life of, I believe, every spiritual person.
I podučio me nečemu što je jako važno za, ja vjerujem, za svaku osobu koja je na duhovnom putu.
The negativity and the worries, they come from outside and want to take possession of us.
Negativnost i brige dolaze izvana i one žele da nas zaposjednu.
You need this. They have nothing to do with us.
Oni nemaju nikakve veze sa nama.
But we are so accustomed to them.
A mi smo se tako navikli na
njih. That we just don't notice when they come.
Jednostavno ne primijetimo kada dolaze.
And take up all the space of our heart.
I zauzmu svo mjesto našeg srca.
And totally finish us. On that day, I was able to see what was happening, and I was telling the devotees, please stop worrying. And I happened to be there and tell the devotees, let us put Krishna in our heart. But I believe that every one of us can do it on his own. You do the first step, an inspiration in your spiritual life. You do the second step. That is, you build your life on these spiritual inspirations. And then when your old worries come like ghosts of the past, you say, you're not welcome today. Milan, if you do this every day, you will be a different person in 1 month. In yogic language, this is called dialogue with the mind. Yes, in Krishna conscious language, it would mean be Krishna conscious. Put Krishna in your mind. Not these worries. Put spiritual principles in your mind. Not the illusions of the past. In a couple of weeks you will have a total different experience of your life. We have today the honor of having a very talented doctor amongst us, Mustafa. And he can tell you that a major part of a source of illness is negative thoughts. I know one of the biggest healers Ayurvedic doctors he's in Mumbai, but he works all over India.
Znam jednog od najvećih ayurvedskih doktora koji živi u Bombaju, ali putuje širom Indije.
He treats people like the Dalai Lama and Richard Gere and many famous people.
On liječi mnogi ljudi kao što su Dalai Lama, Richard Gere, mnogi druge.
President of India.
Predsjednika Indije.
And Sachinanda Swami. I'm the ant in his collection. Mrad. Yes, the ant. Yeah. Yes. And he says his success, you know, he can even, there are people who cannot get children, they come to him and then they can get maladies like anything. And he says his main secret is that when the patients come in worrying, he just smiles at them. We will heal you for sure. Don't worry. Sigurno, yes. Ništa, no worries. And he, you know, there are people who have infectious diseases, and there are people who have infectious smiles, and this man has an infectious positivity.
Imaju ljudi koji imaju zarazne bolesti, imaju ljudi koji imaju zarazan osmijeh, a on ima tu zaraznu pozitivnost.
He has told me if someone doesn't believe he can be he can not be healed, if someone does not believe he can be healed, I'm sorry, there's nothing he can do for him.
On mi je rekao da ako osoba ne vjeruje da može biti izliječena, onda on tu ništa ne može dobiti.
Because the power of the mind is so big.
Zato što je moć uma tako velika.
Dionysus, do you know why you are like you are? Because it's your thinking.
Zato što je u pitanju tvoje razmišljanje.
Do you know what is your next body, Dionysus?
Da li znaš koje će tvoje naredno tijelo biti, Dionysus?
It is dependent on your thinking.
To ovisi o tvojom načinu razmišljanja.
Your next life is dependent on your thinking.
Tvoj sljedeći život ovisi o tvom razmišljanju.
Your amount of happiness and distress is mostly dependent on your thinking.
količina tvoje sreće i nesreće je najvećim dijelom ovisno o tome kako razmišljaš.
Yes, even if you have bad karma and something bad happens to you, if you manage to still think in Krishna conscious ways, it's not really a problem.
Čak i ako imaš lošu karmu, ako ti se loše stvari događaju, onda će tvoja svjesnost Krišne pomoći da gledaš na stvari drugačije.
So if you want to change your mind, your life, change your mind.
Tako da ako želiš da promijeniš svoj život, promijeni svoj život.
And this is what became so clear to me in my life. And therefore I wrote a book with, I gave seminars. This is very small, I'm almost ashamed. This subject really deserves much more than just such a small thing, you know. But there is a very good reception of this book. It really has helped many people to change their lives.
Knjiga je jako dobra, knjižica je jako dobro primljena i to pomoglo je mnogim ljudima da promijene svoje živote.
Yes, so. So if you, I'm sorry, but it sounds so cheap, but if you want to read this book, please read it. Sorry, lectures should not be misused for advertisement. My point is, however, make a simple practice. Gain inspirations. Do not allow that some army of bad thoughts is governing you. Get an army of spiritual inspirations. And organize it a little bit. This is for now, this is for later. And then live like this. And when you see the other, the legion coming, the legion of bad thoughts, it's like a legion of ants. Yes, every person thinks 32,000 thoughts a day. 32,000! And most of them are very, very old. They are even from previous lifetimes, they are so old. You are not good enough. You will never make it. Doubts in Krishna's existence. Profound bitterness and frustration in one's life.
Duboka gorčina i frustracija u svom životu.
Anger.
Ljutnja.
Ljutnja, yes. Pohlepa. It's the correct word?
Pohlepa.
Didn't I say it? Pohlepa. Oh, again I have said the wrong word. Pohlepa. Yeah. All these things. They're very old. We don't need them any longer. We should send them away. No need. You're not welcome. Hare Krishna. I always look at my notes. I wanted to say something entirely different, but I decided today I would go freestyle.
Ja ovdje gledam u svoje bilješke, ali rekao sam nešto potpuno drugačije. Danas sam odlučio da idem u slobodnom stilu.
Where is all of this in the Bhagavad Gita?
A gdje se ovo sve nalazi u Bhagavad Gita?
Well, Krishna kaže, one should make the mind one's friend.
Krishna kaže, osoba bi trebala svoj um učiniti prijatelj.
An uncontrolled mind is one's worst enemy. And he says, if someone just learns to control the mind, then he has reached God in the heart. And God will lead him and tell him what to do. Yes, Paramatma. And what I told you today is just a very practical way of controlling the mind, which is based on the philosophy a full glass is full.
I ono što sam vam danas rekao, to je jako praktična filozofija, bazirana na činjenici puna čaša je puna.
Or a full mind is full.
Ili pun um je pun.
Or stated differently, a full heart is full.
Ili to drugačije kažemo, puno srce je puno.
I think you understand the idea.
Mislim da se shvaća taj.
And the filling of the heart, that is a part of our spiritual life.
A ispunjavanje srca, to je dio našeg duhovnog života.
It's all about that.
Sve se vrti oko toga.
Why do you chant?
Zašto mantrate?
Why do you go to the temple and have darshan?
Zašto idete u hram i imate darshan?
Why do you listen to lecture after lecture after lecture?
Zašto slušate lekciju za lekcijom za lekcijom?
Why do you even sit on the floor and not in luxurious apartments?
Zašto čak sjedite na podu, a ne u nekom luksuznom
apartmanu? Why do you do what you do?
Zašto radite to što radite?
Only for one purpose.
Samo u jednu svrhu.
To always think of Krishna and to never forget him.
Da uvijek mislite na Krishna i nikada ga ne zaboravite.
All the rules of spiritual life, there are 1001, are servants for this principle.
Sva pravila duhovnog života, ima ih 1001, sve one služe ovom pravilu.
I want to now ask a disturbing question at the end.
I sada na kraju želim da postavim jedno uznemirujuće pitanje.
I will needle you a little bit.
Sad ću vas malo upoznati.
Now, what is needle? To needle? It was a very nice word. Ubost. Yes.
To needle.
What?
Ubost.
Yeah. Get on your nerves. Force you to think. Okay, Satchinanda
Swami.
I have a question to you. Give me an answer. We are trying to do this. We are practicing spiritual life. You can't say we never tried. But still, so many thoughts are coming. We don't feel nourished. We have tried to fill our heart. But sometimes it seems to be very empty. It seems that whatever we fill in the heart goes out. Why is this? Satchinanda Swami, your process does not work. Be realistic. First of all, it's not at all my process. This is an ancient spiritual tradition. And it also gives an answer to this question. When does a process work? When does it not work? Slušajte. Slušajte. Ah, I never learned this. Slušajte. Slušajte. Yes. This is a question of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It's said, by respecting the Mahaprasad of the Lord, illusions go far away. It's said, by visiting holy places, one will for sure attain liberation from material existence. It says, by chanting Hare Krishna, one will develop love of God. I eat prasadam and I'm full of illusions. I go to holy places, but I'm not liberated from material existence. I chant Hare Krishna, but I have no lubov of God in my heart. Why doesn't it work? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the reason why someone is not nourished by spiritual practice is because he commits offenses.
I Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur objašnjava da razlog zašto osoba ne dobija ništa od te duhovne prakse je zato što ona čini uvrede.
Offenses weaken the heart.
Uvrede oslabljuju srce.
And a weakened heart cannot contain the spiritual benefit.
A oslabljeno srce ne može da zadrži tu duhovnu dobrobit.
He gives an example.
I daje primjer.
When someone has a weak body and a weak digestion, no, when he has a fever, he speaks of the fever.
Osoba ima groznicu.
One cannot digest a very healthy meal with sweet rice, ghee. What else?
On ne može probaviti neku jako zdravu jelo sa slatkom rižom, sa ghee-om.
What? No, buttermilk we can easily digest. Pakoras. Yeah. When he eats even a little bit, he says, ah, thank you very much. You know, when you have fever, you have no appetite. The same thing happens by someone who is weakened with offenses. Even though he tries to take the meal of Krishna consciousness, Ananda Gopal, even though he tries to nourish himself, he cannot receive nourishment. He is restless. Oh, again chanting. Oh, I hope soon a telephone phone call comes. Something interesting happens. He cannot just enjoy it. He cannot relish it. Like a fever patient, when you can offer him a pizza and he says, maybe tomorrow. So in your spiritual life you have to guard against these offenses. And they start, these offenses start in the ego. And the false identification of the soul with the body. And the ego becomes especially arisen in the association of other people. Then the sleeping snake raises its ugly head. But if you so to hurt Vaishnavas, that's not good. Hare Krishna. So my dear devotees, I could talk till the rest of your life, but I will stop here. It is my sincere hope that you could understand the main point, Dionysus, of the lecture. It's purification of the heart, transformation of the heart. And I do hope that the simple, guide, it's not a guidebook, this simple tip will help you. Allow yourself to be inspired. Put the inspiration in order. Manage your inspirations.
Malo iznenađivajte svoje inspiracije.
Fill your heart.
Ispunite svoje srce.
And live now.
I živite to sada.
And when the legion comes,
I kada legija dođe,
it's not so powerful as a legion, the army of ants.
Nije baš toliko moćno poput legija, to je jedna armija brava.
See? You're not welcome today. I have already my plan. You in one, if you do this, I guarantee you after 1 month, you will not believe the change which has happened in your life and in your heart.
I ako to uradite, obećavam vam, nakon mjesec dana nećete vjerovati što vam se desilo u vašem srcu.
Now I know that many, most of you will forget what I said today.
Znam da će većina vas da zaboravi ovo što sam rekao danas.
So I will tell it again in other words on Saturday.
Ako ću to drugim riječima ponovo reći u subotu.
Hare Krishna. I would now very much appreciate if you can ask questions which you would like to be answered, and then we will just sing a little bit, and then we will have time to associate with each other. Your service, huh? Shalom service. Anya is getting ready. In the new way, huh? Yes. With the new vision. Yes. Yes. Let us see. Any questions? No, Nikonia, you don't know the person who was in the car. You made a mistake. Hare Krishna. Yes, one question. Your good name, please. Manjari Rupa Devi Dasi. You have a wonderful name. It's, we have also a Mani Manjari here amongst us. The Manjari Seva is also present. Yes, the Manjaris. Okay, so that was Manjari Rupa.
when we contemplate about the object of the senses, then we are like jitters. This yogi who knows that he's a jitter, and he says,
you know, like if you enter the cinema of the mind and don't leave it when inappropriate scenes come up, then you could be a, this is not so good.
Ja bih rekao da ako uđeš u to kino od svoga uma i ako ne izađeš iz njega kada dođu neke neodgovarajuće scene, mislim da ćeš onda biti u problemu.
You know, sometimes we just go with materialistic thoughts.
Znate mi, ponekad je tako razmišljam o tim materialističkim.
That's not good.
To nije dobro.
Then you could be a pretender. Externally you're dressed like a devotee, but you just entertain these thoughts.
Onda bi mogao da budeš zaista varalca, da je samo izvanski si kao baka, a iznutra
imaš takve misle. Yes, there are many people who are in the, sometimes devotees want to, or you could be a celibate, but in your mind you voluntarily or deliberately break the rules and regulations.
To se ponekad događa da neke osobe da žive izvana su pa u celibatu, a iznutra dobrovoljno krše pravila.
It's human if some impossible thoughts come, I mean if some thoughts come and go, that what can you do?
Ljudski je to da neka misao samo dođe i ode, šta možeš?
But it's not a sign of a sincere devotee if he entertains and maintains the thoughts.
To nije znak iskrenog bhakte ako on održava te misle i održava.
Thank you, Hare Griva. Hare Krishna. I wanted to just briefly, I want to thank you very much. We will now, actually we should just sing for 3 or 2 minutes. Is it all right if I answer your question in the, yes, good. Later. Harmonium is coming, yes. What do you think? Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki, Gaura Premanandi Adir Go. This melody we learned in Manipur. It drives all worries away. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Hari Bo. Thank you very much. I want to make just two brief announcements at the end. I have a torta for you. And tomorrow in the evening we have a Naam Yagya. I believe here.
Yeah.
I want to invite all of you. Okay, there are. That you should. Nikunya Rasa, can we request you to sing one song tomorrow? Is that possible? Maybe then you can practice in case you have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Could you say about it? Yeah. Here's another short announcement.
Dragi bhakti, imamo ovdje ovu knjigu Art of Transformation. Znači, onaj ko hoće može da priđe, može da je dobije. Maharaj može da zna tako reći potpis i tako, to je to. Knjiga košta 4 marak.
Yes, then I make a little for. I'm happy.
Ona je na englesku. Onaj ko može uzeti za sebe ili poklonite nekome ko prijatelji tako.
Dionysus, where is it? Oh, yes.